As the number of Ukrainian refugees arriving in Ireland edges close to 30,000, pressure on accommodation intensifies, with hotels and B&B availability almost exhausted. The Irish Red Cross continues to work its way through the pledges of accommodation made by people around the country to open their homes to those fleeing the war. This week, the Oireachtas Committee on Children will receive an update from the organisation's Secretary General, Liam O'Dwyer, and we'll hear from him shortly. But first to Siobhan Maughan from Malahide in Dublin. She pledged accommodation for Ukrainian refugees earlier this year. Speaking to our reporter Joan O'Sullivan last night, she said she had found the process extremely frustrating to deal with.
I made a pledge to the Red Cross around the 15th of March. We had a call from them very early on to just confirm our details and ask a little bit about the room that we had to offer. But we haven't heard anything since. I received a call around the 13th of April that we missed, unfortunately, and I tried ringing back. And there was no number, there was no way of leaving a message. And then I tried to email them and I haven't received any emails. So and I found it a little bit upsetting that I'm hearing on the radio that, you know, 50% of the people that are called are not contactable. And I just wasn't happy that I was being counted in that number, perhaps, because I'd made an awful lot of effort to get back and try and get in touch with the Red Cross. For us, it's meant that we can't plan anything because we didn't know whether we were going to get a call in the short term or the longer term. And it's just been a bit frustrating. My son is coming close now to doing the Leaving Cert, and because we have heard nothing, we've actually had to withdraw the pledge at this point because we're just concerned that the call might come in as he starts his exams.
And that was Siobhan Maughan talking about her difficulties there. Liam O'Dwyer of the Irish Red Cross is on the line. And Liam, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we will work our way through the figures and the details that you'll be presenting to the Oireachtas Committee. But do you want to respond to what Siobhan Maughan was saying there about her frustrations trying to get the accommodation she wanted to offer taken on board?
Yeah, I can understand the frustration of that. I think the what we began with was in conjunction with the department involved, we agreed we would focus on the vacant pledges first, because that was we could house more people in vacant pledges than we could in shared. And we were also cognizant that shared pledges would require, in the main, it would require Garda vetting as well. So we would have to deal with that, which is what we're dealing with now. There has to be a system put in place to deal with that. So I think that's part of the frustration. And I would ask her to contact us here at the office at this stage, because we would be delighted if she thought through that pledge again, and if it was available, even after her son has done the Leaving Cert, that would be fantastic.
But there are frustrations here, and understandable frustrations on her behalf. She said she had tried to contact you, she couldn't get in touch. Then she had a missed call, but she couldn't get a call back. She sent an email, she got no response. I mean, these are fairly basic follow-up procedures.
They are, and we have set up a hotline, a 1-800 number, so to enable people to contact us. And we are sending out, because 6,600 people have been uncontactable, and we have rung numerous times, and at this stage what we're going to do is we're going to email those people Tuesday. And what we would do with that is we will put that 1-800 number again on that line, on that email, so that people have the opportunity straight away to get into that number.
Will you just go through with us what the situation is at the moment? How many pledges have been taken up? How many Ukrainian refugees have been housed or accommodated by the Irish Red Cross through the pledges?
Well, what our role here is to contact the pledgers, and that's what we have been doing. And then we send all of that information regarding the pledgers to the Department of Children and Equality. And what they do then is they place those pledges with local authorities or with other NGOs, and it's those organisations that actually do the placing of the refugees.
And do you know the numbers?
With the pledger.
Do you know the numbers?
I do, yes. There's, I think, circa 900 people have been placed so far via the implementing partners. Now, we are one of those. We have a small outfit here. So we have placed 120 people ourselves.
You've placed 120, 900 placed so far. How many pledges do you have that are now cleared?
Cleared, we have sent over 9,000 to the department, and the department are working their way through those at this stage. So you have about 3,000 of the vacant pledges and over 6,000 of the shared pledges.
And yet only 900 placed. Is there a delay here?
No, there isn't. It is often more complex than it appears. I mean, you would think that it's just a question of placing somebody in a house. It's not. Because firstly, the house has to be looked at, checked, a further chat with the host. Then there is the actual matching process, the meeting the refugees, deciding which refugee family is best to move in. There are issues always around school, around sometimes work, because many of the refugees have actually managed to find work. So therefore, that actually defines the location that they can move to. And then specifically for the Red Cross, we would deal with quite a number of people with medical issues. And so we're looking to place people then close to particular hospitals. So all of that work goes on before people are placed.
And I suppose you can understand, you know, in the early days when the processes were being put in place, but you have experience of doing this, albeit with much smaller numbers of refugees in the past. But should we now see a much faster placing now that maybe you have worked through some of the difficulties?
Yeah, I think people will see that over the next few weeks, because the implementing partners, as they're called, the local authorities, they now have lists of people. They have the houses, the pledged homes, and they're now making the contacts and moving more and more people in. I think they're gaining the expertise that we have. But I suppose from the point of view of this is about numbers of people who are available to link a refugee with a host. And as those numbers grow, more people will be placed.
Okay, and Liam, you'll be giving a full update to the Oireachtas Committee today as well. That's Liam O'Dwyer of the Irish Red Cross.